Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The five-year-old war in Syria is the focus of diplomats Tuesday in Vienna, where the 17-nation International Syria Support Group is meeting to discuss stalled political talks, difficulties in maintaining a ceasefire deal, and uneven UN results in delivering humanitarian aid. The ceasefire, which went into effect at the end of February, brought a dramatic drop in overall violence in Syria, but that progress has slowly eroded. As he headed into the talks, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier discussed what they hope to accomplish. He said today is about creating the conditions to better comply with the ceasefire that has been agreed, so that not just the city of Aleppo, but also the area surrounding the Aleppo area calms down again. And we have to find our way back to the political process. The negotiations in Geneva are currently suspended. Of course, today will be about getting the opposition on board to negotiate in Geneva with the Syrian regime about how to start the political transformation in Syria. The United States and Russia are trying to use their influence to convince competing sides to stand by the agreement, as they also try to support peace talks that have so far made little progress. Iraq's security forces have announced the start of an operation to retake control of Ar-Rutba, a town in western Anbar province that links Islamic State-controlled areas there with the Jordanian and Syrian borders. Earlier this year, Islamic State lost control of a stretch of territory in eastern Syria and across the border near Sinjar, Iraq. This is VOA News.